This is Colleen Black with Keller Williams Realty out of Birmingham, Alabama. I just want to welcome you to our second podcast. I was just thinking the other day about the fact that I specialize in Shelby County, especially Shelby County, Helena, Alabaster, Pelham area. And it's nice to specialize in an area that has so much growth, and truly, that's why I like to kind of stay focused in Shelby County. Because there's so much growth, I feel like I can be knowledgeable and try to follow up and keep up on all of the growth and development in the area. What is amazing to me, though, as focused as I like to think I am, it is a challenge to keep up with all of the building and the new developments and everything. And I went down to a new development called Hidden Forest, which is down 119 toward Montevallo out in Alabaster, just a little bit south of that new Veterans Park. And I was very impressed. New homes. You can get a new pretty garden home between $140,000 and $150,000. And it really made me start to think about how much really is available in this area in all different price ranges. And we do have a real good selection of housing in the Alabaster area. And then I got to thinking about some of the new shopping that's come into the area recently and all of the growth. And I got to thinking about Cam Ward. Cam, I've known for a few years, and he actually wears two hats. He's a state representative for District 49, which encompasses Helena, Pelham, Alabaster, and I think down into Calera as well. And he is also the executive director for the Industrial Development Board of Alabaster. So I decided to give Cam a call and just get an idea of what's going on in our area. Cam, for years, Alabaster has been seen as anything but an economically growing area. Yet that has changed dramatically in recent years, especially with the creation of the Colonial Promenade and news that it will expand this year. What does that say to you about this part of Shelby County?
Well, what it says about this part of Shelby County is that this is a spot that's really starting to attract more and more residents. It's going to be a higher quality place to live because it's going to have more of the amenities that people are looking for when they move into a community. So what this really means is it just means that it's just an attractive place for people to live.
Cam, I talk quite frequently with people thinking about relocating to Shelby County. And what do you think they should know about this area if they're not familiar with Alabama or, for that matter, Shelby County?
One of the best places to live right now as far as quality life in the state of Alabama is in the Pelham, Alabaster, Helena area. It's got all of the small town feel while at the same time having all the conveniences that everybody wants in a big city.
I know a while back you introduced a bill before the legislature to set up a state highway commission, and I know that bill, you know, died in the Senate. Do you think you're going to try to bring that up again at some point?
I sure am. Currently, right now, I am working on what's called the Alabama Infrastructure Commission. It's a bipartisan commission that was appointed by the Speaker of the House to bring about reform in the way we build highways in Alabama, and we're expected to issue a report sometime at the end of this year and come up with legislation next year that will hopefully have a transportation commission in there to oversee our highway projects. It's really needed so bad because right now everything's based upon politics where they determine how to build roads. And what we need to do is start determining where we build roads based upon need and not the political votes in Montgomery. And that's one of the issues I've been fighting for since I came to the legislature.
Can you give us any insight as to what we can expect to see maybe in Shelby County, specifically the Helena, Pelham, Alabaster area, let's say, over the next year to 2 years?
I think, of course, you'll see a new Target shopping center that's being built in Alabaster, with Target, Best Buy, and JCPenney's, and TJ Maxx will be locating there. I think you're going to see a lot more upscale hotels being built in both Pelham and Alabaster area, which I think is going to be wonderful to accommodate all the concerts, conferences, and sports festivals that are going on in this area. So I think that's just a taste of some of the great things you're going to see to come out this way.
You and your family live in this area. What do you like about living in Shelby County?
Besides the people, I also love the new homes and growing subdivisions they have. The quality of life with the homes and the size of space you can choose to live in, there's a little bit for everybody to choose from out here where you want to live at. You can have as much space as you want or as little space as you need and still be convenient to everything around you.
Well, you know, I agree with that. And, you know, since I'm a realtor, I just am amazed on a daily basis at the amount of growth we're seeing and the variety of homes that we have down here. So I certainly agree with that.
Well, it's pretty exciting.
I really do appreciate you being so available. And thank you so much, Cam.
Thank you, Colleen. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, that's about it for today. Thank you so much for listening to our second podcast. And if you have any questions about real estate in the Shelby County area, please feel free to contact me anytime at area code 205-356-5412. Or you can check out my website at colleenblack.com. Or you can send me email. My address is Colleen, that's C-O-L-L-E-E-N, at colleenblack.com. Oh, and just so you'll know, our podcast is now on iTunes, so you can catch it there. Thank you for listening.